Welcome to Clearing the Static, news, analysis, and discussion of developments in radio and television in the United States and Canada. Your hosts are the Radio Kid and Jake Longwell. From Clearing the Static, this is Radio News Now with the Radio Kid.
Welcome to Radio News Now, the radio newscast to go to when your radio station changes format. For this week, ending December 16th, here are the headlines. It looks like there's more to the magic of the return of the Wave in Cleveland, Ohio. That's because the staff was indeed dismissed on Friday. And a new website is up at wave1073.net. The website describes a smooth AC format, which will be coming to the Cleveland area on January 4th. Yes, the website says smooth AC. This is potentially to differentiate the format to those who are hardcore smooth jazz listeners. Radio News Now took its own look around the website and found artists such as Earth, Wind & Fire, James Taylor, Mariah Carey, Gladys Knight and the Pips, and the usual smooth AC suspects. We will be monitoring this developments with this radio station and may possibly make it a listen on the Kids' Corner. In the meantime, Rubber City Radio has placed help wanted ads in several radio magazines, including the Ramp newsletter, and is looking to hire an all-local staff. Well, it looks like things are sunny in South New Jersey. That's because Equity Communications flipped WSNQ 105.5 Cape May, which had been part of a very long 5-year simulcast with KISS FM 99.3 to Classic Hits Sunny 105.5. The music mix is soft in leaning and in stature, so we wonder if Equity will flip Easy 93.1, the soft AC radio station. You can listen to the radio station at sunny1055fm.com, as we did, and heard James Taylor. We also heard Cats in the Cradle and some other softer classic hits titles, which make us wonder about the flip. Now, this is an interesting move given that the station is debuting just before Christmas. And in other news, say hello to Chuck. At least you can say hello to him in Greenville, South Carolina. That's because the Variety Hits Chuck FM 97.7 debuted on Friday, a product of Cox Media. The website is 977chuckfm.com. This is the second Variety Hits format in the market after the similarly named Charlie was on the air from 2007 to 2008. Intercom pulled it to make way for room for a news talk radio station. We heard a variety of music when we monitored the new Chuck FM, everything from Sweet City Woman to Huey Lewis in the News, The Power of Love, to Lenny Kravitz, Get Away. There is also some mention of some disco tunes on the radio info boards. It's a very interesting listen as far as the imaging as well, with one imaging sweeper picking music to on Chuck FM to closing your eyes and flipping a coin. It looks like Fox Sports Radio will be returning to Pittsburgh on the ill-fated WWCS 540. Yes, you heard me. That's the radio station that a year ago, as of now, was considering what to do as far as a format, since it was going to lose its Radio Disney affiliation to what was then an ESPN station, WEAE 1250, which picked up Disney forcing Clear Channel's WBGG to pick up the ESPN affiliation, dropping Fox Sports. That's where WWCS comes in. For the past year, it's been simulcasting WSDS from Detroit. But as of January 1st, it will pick up a Fox Sports Radio affiliation. The station will also carry Jim Rome. The station will have no local content. It looks like there will be a flip from talk to country in Chattanooga, Tennessee, as WPLZ 95.3 drops talk. Brewer Media, the owner of the radio station, co-founder Bill Brewer II, told a radio publication, quote, "It's very difficult to compete when against the big boys who can carry nationally syndicated product. So what's next for the radio station, who fired an entire local on-air staff of talkers? 953kickscountry.com was registered to Brewer Media, meaning the station will be pitted against WUSY, US 101, at 100.7, owned by Clear Channel. It appears they will be making the move very soon. And a note from northpine.com, it looks like Omaha will be getting a new radio station, KTWI is dropping their Twister Country format, or at least possibly could be a rebranding, as they go Christmas as Jingle 93. No other information was available to us as of Saturday evening, and this was not backed up by our usual reliable sources, and there were no confirmations of this on the boards at Radio Info. Our On the Block segment this week, it appears that Cantum Communications is selling in Fort Walton Beach. That cluster has been acquired. And actually, we didn't put it in the... That cluster is being acquired. And that will be acquired by... looks like Town Square. Although we had heard some other names being bandied about. And we have very little information on this in the newsroom. As this came into us Friday evening. And so we will update you on this after Christmas. There is no disclosed price for the sale of Cantum Communications in Fort Walton Beach. For this week, this is Radio News Now, the place to go to for radio station format flips. For more information, or if you have any more information, email us. We're at radionewsnow@ymail.com. I am the Radio Kid, and that is your Radio News Now.
Clearing the static. Clearingthestatic.tripod.com. Clearing the Static is on the internet at clearingthestatic.tripod.com. Find out when and where you can hear the show and listen to all our previous shows on our archive. Plus, find a comprehensive list of links to radio and TV news sites. It's all on our website at clearingthestatic.tripod.com. Clearing the Static is social, and we think you should be too. Get program updates, breaking news, then comment on our program and answer our Jaiku question of the week all on our Jaiku page at clearingthestatic.jaiku.com. That's J-A-I-K-U. And read our blog, play lots of fun games, and just hang out with us on our page on Radio Jox. That's radiojox.com/profile/clearingthestatic. So come on, get with it, and get social, because Facebook and Twitter are so overrated anyway. This is Clearing the Static.
And that is who we are, Clearing the Static from Geneva Community Radio. Hello, everyone. Jake Longwell, along with the Radio Kid.
Hello, everyone.
And yes, we're here for what turns out to be the last program for 2011.
Yes, we are not doing a program next week because neither of us will be here. So consider this your mini vacation.
Yes, absolutely. So, yes, we have a few things to talk about this week.
Yes. Yes, actually, I have a correction to make.
Okay.
While the promos were playing, I did some I went back into our email and our Twitter and things like this, and the seller Quantum Communications for that cluster in Fort Walton Beach, that is being acquired by Apex Broadcasting. Now, they are the same people who own the big cluster of stations in Charleston, South Carolina. Again, the sale price is undisclosed and no further information is available.
Okay. Well, thank you for that correction. It's always nice to be accurate here.
Yes.
So,
I think so.
Where to begin here?
Well, I think we need to begin with the obvious. We were talking about this last week, and I guess it's apparent that we need to keep talking about it. The return of the Wave to Cleveland. It very much looks like this is going to happen now.
Yes. Yes, it does. As you said in the newscast, the staff were dismissed. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yes, that's very unfortunate. And but they do say, though, that they want an all-local air staff.
Yes.
So.
No, I think what's going to be interesting here, you know, there's a lot of, especially in the smooth jazz community, there's a lot of hey-vey being made over this return of the Wave. And I think a lot of the fans of what we would consider to be traditional smooth jazz music are going to be very, very disappointed. We took a look at that website. The only smooth jazz artist that we saw that I think a lover of, I guess what you might call traditional smooth jazz or the way you used to hear it on the radio, the only artist I saw on the website was Kenny G, and they have a complete list of the website, or excuse me, of the artists that they will be playing, and a lot of those names are it's not smooth jazz, and I think the smooth jazz community, in their excitement, they might want to take a step back and actually go to the website and look at this before jumping for joy here, because they're going to be very disappointed if they don't.
I agree. And, you know, I had had my suspicions from the time that I first heard about this, that this was just going to be smooth AC.
Right. And actually on the website, it even says smooth AC coming January 4th. And as Lance Venta pointed out, yes, it is very unusual for a radio station to use an industry term like AC, but I think they're doing the right thing because they really need to differentiate the format here from what it used to be. They don't want, the one of the things they don't want is a backlash here.
No. Of course, you know, if it turns out that a lot of people are clamoring for the return of the format, they could always take a gamble and bring the format back.
Right.
You know, I mean, maybe that should be a sign here that there are people that are listening to the format that do want it and that will support it and support advertisers who support it.
Right. I think Rubber City Radio sees Cleveland as possibly too urban a city. I think some of the problem is Rubber City Radio does not want the older demos that, for lack of a better word, traditional smooth jazz or smooth jazz as we know it would pull in. I don't think they want those demos. The only station that I know of that's still doing the format the way it should be done is Seabreeze in, sure enough, Fort Walton Beach, which is, you know, a very small community, kind of supports the elderly. Cleveland is a city, and I think Rubber City Radio is hesitant to actually do smooth jazz. I think they should. I think they should try it. But when you've got an agency up your rear end telling you that you need these younger demos because this is your first entry into the Cleveland market, yeah, I can see why they're bending down and kissing the feet of the agency.
Yes, unfortunately, so can I. So, you know, would I be, listening to this station? Probably not. It will be interesting to see how it performs, of course.
I'm going to listen just to sample it, but I don't. Looking at their the playlist that it looks like they're going to be playing, it's not something I want to listen to on a regular basis unless the presentation is really that good.
Right, which it could be.
You know, they could have a killer presentation. And, you know, I mean, there are stations that, you know, formats that I don't like that I will listen to because of their presentation.
Right. And you did say, you know, that this might be a Kids Corner feature in the future, so.
Depends. Well, it depends on what they do with it. I mean, if there is something, if there is something really outstanding about this radio station, good or bad, then yes, it will be a Kids Corner feature. But if it turns out to be just another bland, ordinary, run-of-the-mill, la-da-da, then no, I'm not going to waste my time. I give out the websites in the newscast, or at least I try to give out the websites in the newscasts. And the reason that I do that is so that if you want to listen to the station yourself, you can do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that just goes to show, I mean, you just mentioned if something outstanding, good or bad, is evident, the Kids Corner isn't always a positive profile of radio stations.
No. Wait until you hear the review I have already lined up for next year.
Oh, boy. We'll be looking forward to that. So,
well, I know the folks at Lincoln Financial Media in Denver won't be.
Oh, wow. Well, it is Clearing the Static on Geneva Community Radio. So 540 in Pittsburgh finally has a format.
Yes, they do. After simulcasting of all things, Detroit.
Yes.
You know, Pittsburgh, I was actually looking this up. I don't have a percentage, but Pittsburgh does have its share of Spanish-speaking persons. And I'm sure this radio station served them well, but would a Spanish-speaking person really care about what's going on in Detroit?
No.
I don't think so.
No, I mean, it was a placeholder.
Right, it was a placeholder. Which is weird, because from what some of the Hispanic people on the boards were saying when that simulcast first began, you know, the hosts on that station, WSTS, were really excited about the fact that they were now on in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
But they will be replaced by Fox Sports. Again, no local content. This was all due to the big shakeup with Disney last year. And, you know, we kept asking about WWCS.
Oh, yes.
Because this was really a mystery. You know, and now it looks like they have something more marketable.
It would seem that way. I mean, yes, the people do listen to Fox Sports and its various hosts. But when it comes down to it, though, I think that this is not going to be a threat to the existing sports stations in the market.
No. This station will be the third tier sports station. The Fox Sports station will always be the third tier, which is sad. Honestly, side rant, if I may, because we have time.
Of course.
I have never understood. Well, I think I know why most stations will opt for ESPN Radio because of the brand recognition and the synergy that they have with ESPN.
Oh, absolutely.
But honestly, in my opinion, I feel that ESPN Radio is a boring, stale, and very poorly executed product. And that Fox Sports Radio runs circles around ESPN Radio. The hosts are more entertaining. With the exception of Mike and Mike, ESPN basically does what Yahoo Sports Radio used to do when it was sporting news. You know, one guy in the studio talking sports. Like I really want to hear, you know, Scott Van Pelt by himself trying to come up with something to say.
And hoping maybe that they'll get a phone call and maybe mix things up a bit.
Right. Where Fox Sports Radio, if you listen to a lot of their product, most of their hosts are double duty team. I would love to hear. I have yet to find a station that streams this. I've heard some of their product because it used to be carried in Syracuse. I would love to hear their new morning show, Zach and Jack. I have yet to hear that, but I hear it's good. I think overall, Fox Sports Radio, their content, it's like listening to a sports morning show all day long. I'm not a big fan of sports, but I find the content to be compelling.
Yes, and I would agree. In a setting like that, in a sports setting, it's always better to have two people doing the commentary. I don't care if it's in a talk show setting or play-by-play coverage.
Right.
It's always better to have at least two people to go for one to bounce off of the other. Because you're right, and I haven't listened to sports talk shows with one host, but I've certainly listened to play-by-play with just one host, and it does. It gets boring, especially because you can tell sometimes that the host is looking for something to say, particularly if there's a lull in the action.
Oh, yes. Yes. That's bad. But I hate the sports talk show where the guy sits there, you know, and because he has nothing else to fill, he's talking to the producer, you know, or the phone call screener, and you can kind of faintly hear them in the background, you know.
Yeah, at least if you're going to do that, give them a mic.
Jeez, yes! one of my pet peeves of sports radio, folks. And you know what a perfect example of that is? If you've ever heard the Brent Axe show in broadcast out of Syracuse here on WSKO, or Jake, you're in the range of 107.3.
Yes.
The WHTK. Have you heard that? What the hell is his name? John.
John DiTullio.
Yes. Yes. You know, he's energetic. He's good. But I think he'd be better if he had a person with him.
I would agree. It just works better.
It does.
I mean, because, and yes, that doesn't hold water for other talk formats. Other talk formats can be very well done with and well executed with just one person, but sports, I think not.
No, it just, it doesn't, I don't know. It just feels like it's lacking something.
Speaking of developments in sports in this area, a little note about cable television that I learned this evening, and it'll be interesting. It's always interesting when something like this happens, mm-hmm. because it's happened numerous times, and everybody starts hitting the panic button, and usually it's resolved. I found out this evening during a Buffalo Sabres hockey game on MSG that Time Warner Cable in this area here in the presumably the Rochester market and perhaps in other markets as well here in upstate New York will be losing the rights to carry the MSG networks. There are two of them that are available. They will be losing the rights to carry those on January 1st, unless some new contract can be drawn up and negotiated before then.
Oh dear.
Yes, and I'm not going to mince words here. The announcer, and he was reading I'm sure he was reading a script. They gave out a phone number that you could call, and he said, "Call this number to find out to find out about other options in your area for watching the Buffalo Sabres on MSG Network."
You know, Fox 68, WSYT, they did the same thing.
Yes, and so did WUHF, both of which are owned by Sinclair.
Sinclair. Yes. And, of course, then Time Warner, they had their own ads. Well, it's, you know, because I'm a subscriber of Time Warner, I used to get their little emails, you know. Oh, well, it's really Sinclair's fault, or it's MSG's fault, and switching providers isn't going to help you. And it's just, I'm thinking, why are you involved? Why are you putting the customers in the middle of your tug of war?
Absolutely.
We can't come to an agreement, so let's punish the customer. Let's punish the customer for our stupidity.
Right, and the customers are the one paying for the service.
Right.
But yeah, absolutely. If you can't, you know, if they can't get the service that they're paying for, yeah, they'll go somewhere else.
Oh yeah,
they'll go somewhere else. And this happens a lot. This seems to be happening more with the stations and networks connected with Fox.
Yes.
Now MSG, the MSG networks. There are two of them: MSG and MSG Plus, I think. Those are owned, I want to say, by Cablevision.
Yes.
Which is based in the New York City area.
I'm just curious, MSG and MSG Plus, are those part of the regular digital cable package, or did you order a bigger package?
No, those are part of the regular package. Actually, those are part of the basic package. Not the basic local channels, but the next upgrade. So even if you don't have digital cable and you have your basic package, you would get them. Here, they're channels 51 and 53.
Okay.
And,
all right.
And so yeah, and they're threatening to.
And you got to wonder what they now when companies, you know, here we're going to take away, you know, these channels. They must really search to try and find stuff to replace them with, because
not necessarily, because this happened once before, several years ago. I wasn't living here in Geneva. I was living down in Yates County at the time, but we also had Time Warner. Who in upstate New York doesn't have Time Warner for cable these days?
Yeah.
Whether they like it or not. And this happened once before, where they failed to reach a negotiation, failed to reach a deal, and the channels were pulled, and what you had was a blue screen with chroma key, going upwards, mm-hmm. with a long message that said, you know, Time Warner Cable regrets that we have to pull these channels. We are in negotiations with Cablevision. Cablevision has threatened to sue if we don't pull the channels right away. Hence the reason you're getting this message. We're sorry for the inconvenience. Please, you know, thank you for your patience as we continue to work with Cablevision to negotiate. Could that happen again? Yes. I'd like to think that they will. I think Cablevision feels, well, you know, Time Warner will negotiate with us and they'll give us what we want because.
In a way, they almost have to.
Yes. Absolutely.
But they've got to stop putting the customer in the middle of their little escapades.
I agree.
That's what ticks me off.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so it will be interesting to see what happens on January 1st. My prediction is that something will be in place by then, but you never know.
No, you never do know.
And of course, that does beg the question, will we get that the message, or will they try to find filler programming? Because, of course, in situations like that, in some cases, they will try to find alternate channels to run.
Yes. They could always pull something off of their digital package and put it into the regular into a regular slot for now.
Oh, absolutely. And there are a couple of different sports networks that would be an option for them to do that. So that's something worth noting, worth mentioning. I did not call that number. Perhaps I should have called it just to see what they would say. Actually, we could even do that now.
Yeah, you know what? We could.
You know, let me
here.
Let's do that. Let's take a break here because I'm curious and I want people to hear what part of this whole as you say escapade. We're going to take a short break and we're going to get that set up for you here in just a moment. This is Clearing the Static from Geneva Community Radio, archived online at clearingthestatic.tripod.com.
Standing up for the local man, because the big corporate radio guys won't.
My heart pumps peanut butter beer for you.
We're Clearing the Static, the show that talks about radio, online at clearingthestatic.tripod.com.
And here we are on Clearing the Static from Geneva Community Radio, archived online at clearingthestatic.tripod.com. And Jake Longwell and the Radio Kid here, we were discussing the possible loss of the MSG networks from Time Warner Cable Systems throughout upstate New York. And we thought we would give you a chance to hear what the Buffalo Sabres, anyway, are saying about this. So,
all righty.
Oh, a little bit of a meltdown here. Sorry about that, folks.
That can't be good.
Okay, let's see about this.
Thank you for calling 888-SABERS-3. Time Warner Cable customers could lose MSG and MSG Plus from their channel lineup as of midnight on December 31st. Time Warner Cable subscribers, it's time to take action right now. To switch to another television provider in your area, press pound. To tell Time Warner Cable how angry you are about losing MSG networks and exclusive coverage of the Sabres and Knicks, press 1.
It's your call.
Yes, absolutely. And there you have it.
All right.
So your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, the team is really trying to get you to take action. You know what I don't understand, though? Maybe it's just me. But maybe it's just my radio mindset. But are the Sabres not carried on radio?
Well, you know what? That the thing is, I mean, yes, they, of course, they are carried on the radio, but in many areas, it's very difficult to hear them on the radio, especially the further away you are from Buffalo and Rochester. Now, here in Geneva, we can hear them on WCMF. If you're in Rochester, I believe you can also hear them on WROC. The flagship station, of course, in Buffalo itself is WGR.
Right.
And I think WBTA might also carry them.
They do.
But I think that's it. Unless there might be some other affiliates in the Southern Tier that I don't know about. Certainly, in my old stomping grounds in Bath, there is no radio outlet. And there's no radio outlet in Syracuse either that I know of.
You can't tell me that Skywave doesn't work.
Not for WGR, it doesn't, because it's on 550, which is a regional channel. And so you have, at night, you have several 550s arriving at your location. I've heard Buffalo, I've heard Cincinnati, I've heard a couple of others.
Well, wait a minute. What am I doing standing here talking for? Hang on here. We're going to take care of this right now. And let's see here. All right. So here we go. It's AM. Yes, we have a radio. 620, 10, 600, 90, 80, 570, 560. You're right. I've tuned down now to 550, and I am getting nothing here. Of course, I am inside a building. Usually on the big Grundig, when you take it outside, it seems to work. But that could be just the fact that I'm outside and whatever else.
So are you suggesting that if someone wants to listen to their favorite team on the radio, they should go outside in the middle of winter?
Well, now hang on, I've got the. Oh, this isn't good. All right, I've got the little radio here. Okay, yep, there's Chow. Okay, so there's 5:30. Yep, there's 5:50. Nothing good to be heard. Okay. Well, there goes that idea. You can always listen online at WGR55.com.
That's true. that's very true. No, it is unfortunate, though, you know, that there aren't more radio outlets for the team, especially considering how many sports stations there are in the area.
You know what, though? The thing is, do the Sabres have a big following down in the Southern Tier?
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, because if I were Funtner, which I'm not Funtner, but if I were Robert Funtner, you better believe I would be, I'd be making some phone calls there.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yeah, why not? Yeah, put it on, put them on WABH, put them on WELM.
Right.
You know, absolutely. That's insane.
Yeah, I know. Now, as for Syracuse, I know why the Buffalo Sabres are not heard in Syracuse. Same reason Buffalo Bills are not heard in Syracuse. Because the sports stations in Syracuse would rather promote the Crunch.
Mm-hmm. But see, that's the thing. The Crunch are a minor league team.
Correct.
The Sabres are a professional NHL team.
That's right.
So that doesn't make any sense.
Not to me, it doesn't. Nope.
But, and see, you mentioned the Bills. They are carried in the Southern Tier. I forget now if it's WVIN or WABH, but one of the two stations in Bath has carried them for over 20 years now. Mm-hmm. So some interesting developments in television. We don't talk much about television on the program, and so I would bring that up, and we've actually been able to talk about it more than I thought we would.
Which is good.
Yes.
It gives me less to fumble around for.
All right. So it's Clearing the Static, and you you had mentioned that you want to talk about some format changes or a format change watch list.
Yes, we are looking at our annual Christmas format change watch list. I instead of a Braille version this time, because I because of due to certain complications, I have the website open, Radio Insight. We're going to tell you first about some that we're watching that are not on their list. We are watching the situation in Omaha. We are also watching WRVA-FM in Raleigh, North Carolina. We are aware that there are some radio industry people who don't think a format flip is coming. I think they're in for a surprise. So I am putting that on the watch list, whether they like it or not. Now, we are... Hang on here. Oh, that's why, because... There we go. So we are also watching... We are also watching the following. We're watching two stations in Dothan, Alabama. The air staff of WDJR, which is a country station, is moving. And they're going to WTVY. Now, 96.9, they're going to another format. Now... Clear Channel is realigning the... We've told you about the format changes in Columbia, South Carolina with WVOC AM, which will be going to sports, and the new Hallelujah Black Gospel format on WCOS. The last smooth jazz radio station in Canada will be going away as the Groove. In Winnipeg, we'll be changing to an AC format on December 26th. We're watching the format changes in San Francisco as the talk stations, 910 and 960. 960 will drop Progressive Talk and take on a Fox News-esque lineup. I think we may have told you about the Lounge, the new standard station that is also coming to Winnipeg. That will be debuting after the holidays as well, replacing K-Rock. The CKSL London, Funny 1440, appears to be coming. This is all courtesy of Radio Insight. Movin' KMVV, we listened to their Rudolph Radio Christmas stunting. They are definitely headed for a new format. KBJX in Shelley, Idaho Falls, Idaho, has returned to the air. They're now F Radio. They will be going to a new format after the holidays. KVFG in Victorville, California, will become Classic Hits The Root 103.1. I'm kind of looking forward to that one. That will happen on 6 a.m. local time, December 26th. 97.7 WKEZ in Sheboygan, Wisconsin has signed on the air. The owner of the radio station has registered EZ977 for use after the holidays. Right now they're playing Christmas music. We're looking at Town Square Media. Max FM, KMAX in Fort Collins, Colorado, they're now playing Christmas music, so they are headed for a new format. We're looking at My FM, WLTQ, Sarasota, Florida, owned by Clear Channel. They'll be going to a new format, possibly as AC The Coast. That leaked out. That was discovered by Radio Insight back in October. And finally, it looks like... I'm not really buying into this one, but I'm including it just in case something does happen. Radio Insight is reporting that there is a possibility that Magic 105 in Detroit, owned by Greater Media, will go to a new format. I'm not necessarily buying that speculation, simply because it doesn't, they're not really making any moves to promote a new format. Yes, they are calling themselves Santa 105, but I think you're looking at a tweaking here. I also think you're looking at a tweaking in Minneapolis, where we're watching 102.9 Light. Radio Insight seemed to speculate that a rebranding to Fresh might be possible as a new batch of domains were registered. And we are also watching the launch now. It could happen any day now of the new K-Twin in Minneapolis. That's the KHTC Now 96.3. So that is what we're watching. And of course, there's always the possibility of the holiday surprise where a station that is not on this list can just magically, poof, flip format on December 26th or January 2nd. So that is, for now, our Christmas watch list, and we'll see how that all stacks up when we come back after our year in review. Jake?
Yes, absolutely. And it's interesting you mentioned that, of course, because there are a lot of stations that flip to Christmas music, and that so many times is a cue for a format change.
Yes.
So you're right. There could very well be others that we do not know about.
Yeah, because so some of them don't even flip to Christmas music. They just flip.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it looks to be a much smaller list than last year, which is interesting because I had predicted that it was going to be an even bigger list because we were seeing kind of like a calm, what I had thought would be the calm before the storm. But honestly, this list isn't that big. If you look at the list we had last year, it was 2 pages long and then some. This year, there just doesn't seem to be that much activity. And I think that's because you're seeing so many AM to FM talk simulcasts popping up.
Yes, I think that definitely has a lot to do with it. So, all right, Christmas format watch list. So, well, you know, in the final moments we have here on the program.
Yes.
We can talk about a couple of things, but I guess I would like to ask you.
Yes.
What is on your Christmas wish list for the radio industry?
Well, my Christmas wish list is that the people who lost their jobs this year because of the massive cutbacks from Clear Channel and the Cumulus realignment and, unfortunately, Town Square and Cox and so many of these other companies, my wish is that they would be able to find work, to find employment, whether it's inside this industry or out of it. My wish is that this industry would become a kinder industry to the people who are trying to serve it. This industry has become way too businesslike, and it is time that we went back to the way that radio used to be done, where people actually mattered, where the listener actually mattered. And I don't think we're getting that in this industry anymore, and that's what's making this the radio industry such a horrible industry. And if that doesn't change, then you're going to see less people like me and more people like my friends who don't give a crap about the radio.
I have to agree. And I am going to second that, because yes, when radio was first established, there was a rule that radio stations that were, you know, or companies who were given a license to own a radio station were required to serve the public interest, convenience and necessity. And we have so gotten away from that in the last several decades, really. It's hard to say when things started to sour in this industry.
1996.
Well, yeah. I mean, that definitely, when deregulation hit, that certainly opened the floodgates, as it were, for everything that's happened. And it's just amazing what's happened in the last 15, nigh on 16 years. And I agree with you. It has become less about serving the public and more about making money. Now everybody, you know, a lot of people will jump on me. Well, they're a business. They have to make money. Okay. And of course, even in the 1920s, that was the objective of getting a radio license. But even so, even if you were profit motivated, you still had certain obligations,
right,
that had to be met. And we've thrown them out the window.
Well, and it's partially, which is another tangent for another time, but it's partially the FCC's fault because just having working EAS equipment, you know, oh, okay, great. You have working EAS equipment, so you've fulfilled the obligation. I don't think so. I'm sorry, I don't think so.
No, and that's that's why I say that the whole EAS system is a farce. Yes, it does provide some timely warnings, but
if you're around to hear it.
Exactly. exactly. You don't have to have someone in the studio to give further information.
Right. That's what makes me, yeah, I like, ugh.
Or the whole, you know, well, you have to serve the public. Well, we run public service announcements when we have an open slot during one of our spot breaks.
Oh, no, Jake. We run them at midnight, at 4 a.m, when nobody can hear them.
Oh, that's true, too. Yes. And while we're on that subject, what about the weekly community affairs program at 5:30 on a Sunday morning?
Yeah, I know.
Which I'm not, you know, and I'm not saying those aren't, those shouldn't be there. I'm glad that there are some stations that are still doing that. But I know that it's there so that they can say, well, we're serving the public interest.
Correct. And a lot of stations will air the same program.
Oh, yes. You can definitely tell, folks, if you're ever curious, who owns what in your market. Listen on Saturday or Sunday morning, usually Sunday morning. And listen for the same, like, newsmaker type show, like, I don't know, Inside the News or whatever they choose to call it. And if you hear the same host and the same interview on multiple stations, either at the same time or slightly different varying times, that's one way you can tell who owns what.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I think the best time for a public service program that I've ever seen, WBEE, I don't know if you've seen this, they run theirs from 10 p.m. to midnight on Sundays.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Hmm. I'll have to check that out.
Oh, it's very good.
Well, that's good for them. Props to Entercom Rochester for doing that.
Yeah.
So, no, definitely, I guess that my Christmas wish list is the same as it's always been. A return to localism.
Yeah, that's what we need. That's exactly what we need.
And other than that, I mean, I couldn't ask for much more in this industry. I honestly think if we got that, you know, if that happened, we probably wouldn't have much of a show.
That's right.
Because
Everything would be running so well.
Exactly.
Well, actually, we would have a show, but it would be a show where I could, you and I would sit here and it would be an hour long Kids Corner.
Yes.
Right. You and I could sit here and we could do the news, right? We do the news like we always do. But we'd be critiquing programming strategy like we always do, but we wouldn't have to come down on them so hard.
No. No, and I would love that.
That would be fun. Are you kidding?
We'd probably we would probably have to change the name of the program.
Yeah. Yes, we would.
have our imaging girl do whole new package.
Yeah. Oh God! But don't worry. I'm sure the suits at Clear Channel and Cumulus and what's the other Entercom and CBS. They're probably all listening to this. Like, okay, well, let's make sure that we don't change a damn thing because those folks over at Clearing the Static are.
Right. We need to give them something to do.
Right. we need to hear what the know-it-alls in radio have to say.
Right. So no, this program this program isn't going away anytime soon.
No,
because there will always be something. There'll always be something to talk about, and yeah, some people will say, "Why do you bother?" Because there's nothing you can do, and the. You know, sadly, there may not be anything we can do, but at least if one person takes notice of what we're saying and takes it to heart, and, you know, if we could just have the slightest impact on radio, whether it be getting the listeners to be a little more conscientious of who owns the stations they listen to and the strategies behind the stations that they listen to, or even this is wishful thinking, of course, but even going so far as to influence the powers that be at a specific radio company to make changes for the better.
Yeah.
Then honestly, it makes it all worth it.
Yeah. You know, I've had people ask me, why do you do this show when no one listens to it? We don't know that. You know, we do this show, we put it on the stream, we put it on the archive. You know, we get very little feedback, but you know, who knows? Jake, there's a possibility we could have hundreds of listeners somewhere.
Oh, absolutely. We could.
Yeah.
And that was my phone ringing, not yours, just so you know.
Yes.
So no, I agree with you. We don't know that there aren't people listening, and we hope that there are people listening, and we hope that they will continue to listen for a long time to come. So
yes, and please, if you are a listener to this program, contact us.
Yes, absolutely. Please do contact us.
So that we can at least justify to these doubters. Yes, we actually do have listeners.
All okay. Right. Well, that's going to be a show for this week and for this year.
Yeah, that's the last show this year. Hey, from all of us here at Clearing the Static, the radio show that talks about radio. We'd like to extend to you our wishes for a Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays, and a very Happy New Year. And we hope that 2011. Has blessed you. If it hasn't, we hope that you will have a better 2012, and we look forward to seeing you in 2012. So from us to you, video didn't kill the radio star. He's busy getting ready for Christmas and New Year's. Happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays, folks. See you next year.